Hello and welcome to episode 220 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Mike Hurley and I am joined, as always, by my friend, my mentor, my life coach, Mr. Patrick Rowan.
I've been thinking about life coaching, actually. I've been thinking about doing more stuff along those lines. For folks, it's something I've been kind of rattling around in my brain and can't quite figure out. I hate life coach. That's just so bad. But, you know, I don't know. I think I might be able to help people a little bit more directly on a one-to-one basis. I might get some satisfaction out of that. And I think some other people might benefit from that as well.
You've always been very helpful to me in those sort of situations.
Well, thank you.
There's a dog running around, isn't there, at the moment?
I'm very sorry. My wife camped up in my normally pristine recording spot and refuses to move.
Disgrace.
Don't even get me started.
Women,
eh? When it comes to her, I generally give her right of way. I do everything I possibly can to make things as easy and convenient for her. The downside to that, my dog. This is Geronimo, by the way. Say hi to Geronimo, everyone.
Hi, Geronimo.
All right. So, and he's a Quichon. They're Dutch barge dogs, by the way. The downside to that is that generally, you know, my convenience and stuff gets pushed to the side and hers takes precedence, and it's not always fair. But that's okay. It's kind of the way that I've designed it. I don't argue against it. So, you know,
if you chose to do it.
I mean, I could, you know, and I'm betting that would go poorly, but, you know, I could. I just don't. I would much rather just give right away and move on and have to put my listeners up to having to listen to my dog's too long toenails tap around my hardwood floors. So, relationships. If you can't beat them, join them. That's what I say. So many places to go.
Yeah.
I got some questions for you today, my friend.
Okay.
Because you've had an exciting past week or so, and I'd like to talk with you a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
All right. Probably we've got a couple of sponsors today, so we should probably discuss one, and that will leave us the maximum room for discussing the cool stuff that's going on with you.
Sounds like a good plan to me, sir.
All right, let's go for it.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 20% off during September, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code TALLYHO9. Squarespace are constantly improving their platform with new features, designs, and even greater support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business. They have over 20 highly customizable templates for you to choose from. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you need any help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Squarespace plans start at just $8 a month and include a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Squarespace is absolutely for everyone, whether you need a simple solution to build a website with or you want to go all out with code changes and use their developer platform. Nearly every level of customization is available with Squarespace. You can even develop your own template on top of Squarespace's solid infrastructure. That means you don't have to worry about things like hosting, caching, installing software, or configuring your own database. Go sign up for a free trial, no credit card required, and you can start building a website right now. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code TALLYHO9, that's TALLYHO and the number 9, and you'll get 20% off during September, and you'll be showing your support for Enough and all of the shows on the 5x5 network. I want to thank Squarespace for their support of this show, and they give you absolutely everything that you need to create an exceptional website.
TALLYHO.
Tally-ho. Tally-ho, indeed.
Tally-ho. All right.
All right.
So you just got back from this conference sort of thing out in Portland called XOXO, correct?
Correct.
I've heard tell that this particular XOXO, while all other XOXOs have been good and lauded by those, you know, who have participated. Yes, this is the second one. Mm-hmm. And that the cool kids get these neat custom Field Notes notebooks that go there.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's happy that this one in particular, not only were the Field Notes notebooks better, but like this conference was like on this whole other level.
It's interesting.
Interesting.
In a good way.
Okay.
It's not like anything else that I'd been to before. XOXO is kind of, it's difficult. Well, let me try and explain it the best way that I can.
Okay,
so it's kind
of
like a place for independent creators to go. And what independent creators do in Portland, Oregon for the weekend is they enjoy time together because okay. there are events like they have, you know, a few bar events. They have like some of the patrons, like there's a place called Wyden Kennedy. I don't actually know what Wyden and Kennedy is. I think it's some sort of like design house or something. They have a party. Okay. Panic Software opened their doors for a day, so you can go in there. And they had a tiki bar, which was serving free drinks, which was awesome. There's music. I got to see Jonathan Colton play.
Nice.
In a very small room, which is awesome. They have a movie night where they have like independent film.
All right. Any interesting films?
I didn't go to the movie night.
Oh, okay. All right.
They have, I put a link in the show notes so you can actually see the movies that they have. They have some independent video games and their gaming night, and they have independent board games and their tabletop stuff. So a few of those events are going on concurrently. So there are two sort of festival events, and they have two of the different types of event going on at the same time on each of those evenings.
All right.
And then there are 2 days of talks. From people such as Max Temkin, who created Cards Against Humanity, Jonathan Colton, Cable Sasser, Marco Arment, and many, many, many more. Many people talking over the 2 days.
Yes.
So it's basically...
The pinboard creator, whose name I can never pronounce.
Massiege Terrors. His talk was right. One of my favorites of the weekend. And all of these talks will be available for free on YouTube at some point in the near future. So you'll be able to watch them, anybody... whether you went or did not go. So it's a place for creative independents to go, and they can enjoy a time with each other and make new friends and new acquaintances and new sort of relationships can be formed, both professionally and personally. And they can also go and receive inspiration. Inspiration is a bit of a dirty word, but I think that inspiration was definitely found for me here, and I know for many others, from these other people that have been successful in creating independent content. So, you know, everybody takes their own thing away from XOXO. I definitely took away my own learnings from the conference.
Can we hear some of that? Like some of the things that you heard and how they inspired you?
So XOXO 2013 solidified that I'm doing the right thing with my life.
Good.
Marco Arment had an incredible talk. And in Marco's talk, it was my favorite of the weekend, and it will become apparent in a moment. He spoke about fear and competition.
Okay.
And how, you know, he has been at the forefront of a couple of like his two independent applications that he's made, Instapaper and Magazine. He was the first to market in the way that he did them.
Mm-hmm.
And lived every day in fear of the competition that was springing up around him, and that it was all going to come tumbling down every day. He spoke a lot about that and how he made decisions and maybe didn't do things in the right way at times. And it was a very humbling talk. And then he spoke about the fact that he's now instead of trying to create a market, he's going into a very crowded market, and he's creating a podcast application called Overcast.
Yeah, which the moment he announced it, the entire internet lit up with talk about it, which just goes to show you the power of Marco, right?
Yeah,
the respect for him and the, you know, in our general tech community.
So the interesting thing about this talk was it was kind of like Marco's keynote, because people knew that he was going to be announcing this today.
So oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't have any, like, I hadn't even heard of it. I knew he was working on something and, you know, saw him, you know, kind of posting some things that alluded to it, but I had no idea that, you know, that he was on the verge of announcing anything, so.
Yeah, it had been mentioned, I can't remember where I saw it, but I knew going in that he was going to be, and it wasn't like he'd told me personally, but, I mean, I was aware that he was going to be unveiling his application.
Okay.
Today, and everybody felt like it was going to be a podcast app, but you know, now they know, and there's some few details, and he wrote a good post about it, which, and a lot of what's in his post was what was in his talk, but not completely. So part of the talk is Marco talking about how awesome podcasts are, and he's really sort of solidifying the medium and why it was awesome, and he had some really great things to say, and I kind of read the post and wait for the video to come out, because that will really say a lot of it. But he's talking about like why people enjoy podcasts in his opinion, and why you should be listening to podcasts of people that you enjoy the writing of, because you know, mm-hmm. they formulate posts or they talk about something. And Stephen Hackett wrote something actually, which kind of, he wasn't there, but he actually spoke about something that Marco was talking about, which was how sometimes Stephen will start a post and then we'll talk about it on the prompt with me and Federico and then never finish the post because he's now spoken about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Marco was talking about this and he was talking about John Gruber and he was saying that if you don't listen to the talk show, you miss some of John's best stuff.
So interesting.
If you enjoy Daring Fireball, then you should be listening to the talk show.
Yeah, I can certainly agree with that, and I could say in my case that's true as well. There are things that sometimes I've been mulling on, haven't figured out a way to articulate in writing, which I know is hard to believe, but yes, it happens. And at the same time, you know, have been like, okay, I can talk through it on here on the podcast. And oftentimes that substitutes for a post. But even more often than not, that then allows me to at least kind of talk through it with someone about my ideas about it and then post about it after that. Yeah. It definitely flows both ways. So, yeah, I can relate to that.
And even more so, and I just spoke with Matt about this. We just recorded an episode of Bionic where we spoke a bit about XOXO as we were there together. Okay. Marco was talking about podcasts as well as just podcasting. And at one point he put up a slide, and on this slide was pictures of popular podcasts, and on this slide was the Command Space logo.
Yeah.
Along with This American Life, Stuff You Should Know, TED, 99% Invisible, All Songs Considered, Debug, The Talk Show, Just the Tip, Unprofessional, Back to Work, Freakonomics, By the Way, with Jeff Garlin, and there's a couple of others that I don't know, so I can't read them. So obviously these are Marco's favorite shows, but on this slide are potentially some of the best podcasts made. So it was
I bet that just made you swell with pride.
It was pretty freaking emotional.
Yeah.
Is the best way to say it. It was actually a career defining moment for me.
Wow.
Because I have so much respect for him. And he respects something that I do so much that he put it in his talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got to spend some time with Marco afterwards, which I was consider myself very lucky. We spent about 25 minutes together, just me and him. We had lunch together.
Nice.
And we spoke a lot about, I mean, it started because I went over to talk to him because, you know, there was a bunch of people talking to him. I wanted to thank him for giving me that moment. And also just, you know, to say congrats. But then we just started talking about the industry and talking about the app. And
yeah
it was amazing. And the whole thing, I mean, I got to take that away. I mean, and not everybody will get this moment by going to XOXO. But what it has done is it's given me some other ideas or some stuff that I want to do now, which I might not have done before. And it's also, you know, it's just helped me realize some stuff. Like, I've been thinking about some stuff that I want to do, some things that I want to, you know, some new projects that I want to undertake. And being around people that have done things in this space, like in these new spaces or these new platforms and have succeeded, and talking to them about them and getting them and them saying to me, yeah, that's a good idea, you should do that. That was kind of worth the price of admission for me.
I have a little bit of a jumping off point from there, because something happened to me recently that's somewhat similar. And that is this. I think when we are out there creating stuff and putting it out there, we have all the signs that we could look at, you know, download numbers and traffic, you know, analytics and things like that, that tell us, okay, people like this, people enjoy this, and, you know, and that should make us feel good. Then there are, you know, the emails and you know, tweets and, you know, replies and stuff like that we get from people that listen to the podcast or people that read the writing. And that's wonderful. I love that. I love that at least once a day, something like that hits my inbox and reminds me that, yes, this means something to somebody other than just me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But when someone that you look up to, someone that you respect, someone who in whatever way is a hero, for lack of a better word, of yours, acknowledges your work and says, I listen to you, or I read what you're writing, and it means something to me, and I consider it amongst the best out there, that's game changing. And it shouldn't, you know, I mean, theoretically, it shouldn't matter as much, you know, that you have 1,000 other people telling you that they like it. Why does this one person saying they like it matter so much more, you know, hold so much weight? But it does, you know?
It's interesting you say about, like, download numbers and stuff. Like, when I was there, there are a few people that came up to me and said how much they enjoy the show. And, I mean, I get that sort of stuff on Twitter a lot, but it's so different when you have that human in front of you.
Yeah.
And there, you know, there are numbers, but the numbers are just numbers. They don't actually really mean anything. Like, it's quite easy to get detracted from it. Like, I feel just as good when I see 10,000 now as I did when I saw 1,000 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right?
But what I have now that I didn't have 2 years ago, like, I went to a Dan put on a 5x5 meetup thing, a very informal thing.
Okay.
And I went there, and there was a dude, and he came up to me and told me he loved The Pen Addict. And he was wearing a 70 decibels t-shirt. And it was like the best moment ever.
That is so cool.
I've only ever seen one person wear one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay, I'm sorry. You mean like out in public?
Out in public.
So like I have to like wear mine and then come bump visit you for you to have two. Yeah. Is what you're saying?
Well, I've now seen two people.
Oh, so you need that third one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it was just so awesome because I was not expecting that at all. And we just stood and spoke about pens for like 20 minutes. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
It's great. I mean, I had an awesome time. I loved it. And that sort of stuff really helps.
Yeah.
So I
shared dinner with the guy who created Google Reader.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be just like, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Friend of a friend.
That is just so cool.
Yep.
So, on the app.net, last night I had said, basically the truth, which is when I get stuck with something, my first inclination is actually to take out a perfectly blank piece of paper and a pen. And it's the only way I can get kind of unstuck with whatever my thinking is. Like I have a problem, I can't figure it out. I'll sit down with that page and pen, and that's how I figure it out. And like, until I do that, I can't get out of, it's not like, I mean, certainly I can get out other ways, but that is the best way out, right? And Glenn Fleischman of, now the, editor-in-chief and kind of owner of the magazine, took over from Marco, mm-hmm. was brought on by Marco as to be the editor, and, they made a deal and he sold it to Glenn, basically. he responded back with, I want you to write a book about how you think, because your messages always fill me with calm and peace. I'm not sure how. You've got an app.net piece generator or something, right? I can't even begin to tell you how much that meant to me.
Yeah.
And how immediately my first thought was, okay, I need to write a book about how I think for Glenn. Right?
Like, Glenn wants this.
I don't care if anyone else like buys it. Glenn asked me to do it. I'm going to sit down and write a book for Glenn about how I think. Right? But you get what I'm saying. It's that sort of thing. That was your thing with Marco, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the sort of thing that just makes you suddenly realize, holy cow, I've arrived. This is it. This is my moment, right? Despite the fact that it's always been your moment. Despite the fact that the moment begins the moment that you believe, right?
Yeah.
But that sometimes we need an event or we need a trigger to kind of set that off, right? But all of the skills and the tools that you needed to decide that this was the right thing, that you're on the right track, that you're doing the right thing, that all of these plans and ideas that you have are not only doable and possible, but you should be doing them and should be making them possible. None of that like changed with Marco's blessing, right? They were always there. But for some reason, it was that trigger, it was that thing that made you finally believe it, that made you realize it, right?
It adds that thing in,
Yeah.
It just adds that next level type thing.
Yeah,
it was just great, man. I welled up a little bit. Not gonna lie, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I did. I was incredibly proud of myself at that moment, and it was wouldn't trade that feeling in for the world. It was a really special moment for me. I feel like these are the enough listeners are the ones that I can be genuinely honest with this sort of stuff. They understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many times have I broken down and cried?
Exactly.
On this thing?
That's why I know. Right? Because basically, the only people that are left listening are the ones that don't mind hearing a grown man cry. It meant an awful lot to me. And I more than anything, like I'm proud I was there. Like if I would have had that feeling at home, it would have been awesome. but nowhere near like. Because basically, the way he put these logos up, and it was the bottom row of logos, so there was people's heads there, and I saw like a blue color. I was like, oh my god, that might be it. And I just sort of sat up a bit, and I saw it, and just grabbed my phone out of my pocket and just started snapping pictures.
That is awesome. It's
like, I need to capture this.
That is awesome. That's really awesome.
It was a great feeling.
Yeah. Well, I think that, I've been doing a whole lot of personal development as well as business development, thinking about not only my business and what I'm doing, not just on the technical consulting front, but on the writing front, and kind of thinking about next steps there. But also, I've been doing a lot of personal development, because when you are your business, the two go in tandem. They're hand in hand, right? And so, one of the things that I recently have come to realize is how important what I'm calling musing time is, and that's time I need alone to just play around and create. That's that blank page, I need a time every day where I can just sit down with a blank page and kind of bring my problems to that page and see if there's a way out of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much I need that. And it sounds like, something like this would have been for me, like, I would have needed the week to go to this thing, or the couple of days or whatever. And I would have needed at least 2 weeks completely free after that, right? Not only because of my introverted nature and how those sorts of things sap energy from me, but more so just to digest all of that stuff, and apply it. It sounds like you could really use some musing time, my friend.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Is what I'm getting at. So make sure you make the time for that. And and that's a suggestion for everyone out there. I think far too often we have these ideas, we write them down, we capture them, we stick them in day one or some piece of paper, whatever, and we move on with our day, and we never really take the time to sit down and digest and just analyze and say, okay, what does this mean to me? What does this mean for me? And what does this mean for others, right? Because I would argue that in making yourself better, part of the reason to make you better is so that you're better for others. So that you can better serve others. So that you can better defer to others.
Sure.
Right? How I started off this with saying I generally defer to Bethany's needs. Well, that actually is part of the way that I make myself better for her, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And and knowing that I can. And here's the other side of this I didn't mention. I'm going to say this because Bethany doesn't listen to the podcast, and so she'll never hear me actually give some credit here. But the fact is that it is far easier for me to adjust. I'm much better at moving, adjusting, bending, being flexible, being amenable than she is. It's just, and that's fine. She would recognize that is not a core strength of hers. It is a core strength of mine. And so in those situations where we have competing interests, the reason that I give her the right of way is because it's actually easier for me to do so than it would be for her to do so. because it's a core part of my personality. It is not a core part of hers. And it's one of the things, one of my strengths, right? And she would recognize that as one of her, as one of her weaknesses, right? And so, as crazy as the idea sounds, oftentimes our strengths must give way to others' weaknesses.
Yeah.
That in order to find happiness, in order to find harmony, that needs to be the case. And in the same way, there are many strengths that she has that I lacked and that basically she gives me right away on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has great strength in being able to, you know, do a reason we purchased a brand new dishwasher, and she spent hours and hours and hours researching kind of what to do and making the right choice and the right decision. And I'm the sort of person who would, you know, I looked at the two options that we had on the table. One was demonstrably more expensive than the other, but the other actually was more time expensive than the expensive one. I was taking that into the equation, and so I was just like ready to pull the trigger on. Well, no, let's just go for this one because you know this one we can just pull the trigger, have done, and it's done, and we don't have to think about it anymore, and we don't have to do anything for it. And she actually challenged me on that and said, no, well, here's the reason why we should do this other one, this, that, and the other. And finally, when I sat back and thought about it, she was right. And we made the right decision, and we got the right dishwasher, right? And I even admitted that to her. I said, thank you. I think we've made the right decision here. And it made her feel so good, right? Because she knows that, you know, that's a key strength of hers, is being able to analyze all the details and make the decision based on that. Whereas me, I have a tendency to just pull the trigger and get the problem solved. It doesn't necessarily always mean it is the right decision. It's the decision that gets the problem solved. Because I live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the here and now. I live in the, you know, have a problem, let's fix it and move on to the next problem sort of person. You know, and she's a have a problem, let's think about the best way to solve this problem and make some decision down the road based on that analysis. And it's just not me. So, yes, our strengths often need to give way to others' weaknesses. So we should talk about our other sponsor here. Because we got two today, right?
We do indeed. That sounds like a great idea.
All right.
So let's take a moment, and we'll talk about Shutterstock.com. This is where you're going to find over 20 million stock photos, vectors, illustrations, and video clips. You can start searching now at Shutterstock to find that perfect image for your website, ad, publication, or any other creative project. Shutterstock gives you a global image collection to find images from across the world to suit your project. You can choose between image packs and multi-subscription packages. Whatever fits your needs, you never have to compromise. If you need just one image for your blog or mock-up, you can do that too. Every time you visit Shutterstock, you're going to find something new since they add 10,000 new images every single day. And it's more affordable than you think with no extra charges for large files. You can download any image in any size and pay only one price. They don't nickel and dime you for high-resolution images at Shutterstock. If you need them, just take them. You can curate and share pictures via Lightboxes, so you can choose your favorite pictures or videos and add them to your own Lightbox gallery as you search, and you can also use their iPad app to do this too. They even have something called enhanced license access. So if you like an image and you want to run it on print or swag for a trade show or something like that, they can get you an enhanced license for just about any image that they have. Shutterstock also have a huge library of vectors, icons, infographic templates, and video clips, should you need any of those. If you need any help over at Shutterstock.com, you can also get an account rep dedicated to you who will answer any questions. They also have a 24-hour support during the week. So, sign up for a free browsing account now by going to shutterstock.com, no credit card needed. And when you find the images you like and decide to purchase, use the offer code ENOUGH9 and you're going to get 25% off any package. Thanks so much to Shutterstock for their support.
There you go. So, before we run off here, speaking of things I haven't quite articulated into a blog post yet, but talking through it real quick might help me to do so. Question your certainties. Anything that you know for sure, deep down inside, should be able to withstand questioning. And you should subject those things to questioning whenever possible. For lots of reasons. Number one, if your certainties can't withstand questioning, can't withstand challenge, can't withstand debate, then they can't be certainties. The only way that you can know for sure that this is true or that this is what you believe is to subject them regularly to that kind of light. Number two, once you become certain about something, you're less inclined to think through it further, to think about it further. You've made a decision and now you're moving on to others. And I would argue it's those things that we're most certain of, those things, those values that we hold most dear, those things that we really believe about ourselves to be true, that we should really be dwelling on, that we should be meditating on, that we should be strengthening and forging into something better, right? Metal doesn't soften when you hit it. It becomes harder when you subject it to light and force. So should your beliefs. There you go.
Did I see you tweet that or post that the other day on app.net?
You saw me post question your certainties.
Okay.
But I didn't expound on it like that. And see, now when I go back and listen to the podcast, now I'll be able to write the post because I didn't have any where or person or way to articulate it until just now. Relates to our earlier discussion.
Indeed it does. Thanks, Pat. That was. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me about that stuff today.
No, it fantastic. Man, I can't begin to tell you how jealous I am that I wasn't there. I really need to. Yeah, one of my goals, I think, for 2014 is that 2014 is going to be the year that I go to all these things that I've been saying forever that I will go to or should go to or want to go to next time around and don't. And don't because, well, I give right away to other people in my life. And while, like I said, that's great most of the time and it's what should be done most of the time, sometimes I miss out on things that I think would really hold a lot of value for me. And so I need to reconcile that next year. Seriously, I'm putting it down as a goal right now as we speak.
Good man.
All right. Well, where can people find us? Let's see. They can find me at Patrick Rone, PatrickRone. I can never say it like you do.
H.
You are iMike, iMyke, just about everywhere. But you prefer the Twitter or the app.net or the short form is what you prefer. You're not a big fan of the email. Me,
no.
I don't give a rat's. I'm happy people talk to me. So. Oh, well. With that, we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.